Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And we have, as always, prepared for you an amazing, amazing show with a very amazing and very interesting guest. And some of you know, and some of you may not know this guest. And I'm a bit too young, but I've been doing a little bit of background, and I think I remember this fellow when I was younger. But anyhow, this guest has an amazing cause. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are all about helping and networking, and we're all about helping our neighbors. And we had guests that was helping with, I don't know if you guys remember, we had a fellow that talked about FLAP, which is fatal light attraction. We help our animals and our birds in our environment. Well, this guest is helping Haiti. And but before I bring him on, I know that I have to take about 5 minutes or a couple of minutes to thank my listeners. I have to tell you guys, this is so overwhelming because we have reached over 4,000 subscribers, yay, to the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we are being listened all over the world. We have listeners in Australia, in the UK, South America, here in our beautiful Canada, all over our provinces, the United States. We have a huge following in the United States. And I want you to forgive me. I know we've been getting a lot of emails, and I'm getting help from an amazing VA to help me to answer all the emails and all the questions. And I know you want to be on my show, and I know that you want to sponsor my show. I want to thank for all the support. And I know I've also supposed to be writing my book, and God willing, it will be done by the end of January. So, enough about the show, enough about me, and I'm going to be playing a little bit of a song from our guest, and I will give an intro, and I'll bring him on.
Up your hands, walk in the light, brothers and sisters, time to unite. We walk through darkness to find the light. Joy could come from pain when love is in the hearts of men. Heaven
Colin Arthur Weave grew up in Victoria, B.C. Colin began his career by winning the prestigious American Song Festival with his song, Key to Your Heart. Colin joined the Juno Award-winning singer-songwriting Paul Jazz in the 1980s. In 1991, Colin joined with Canadian legend Randy Bachman, Bachman Turner Override, and the Guess Who, and sang all the Guess Who material.
Colin play guitar and keyboard and receive stellar review across the country. Colin is prominently featured on Randy Bachman's Every Song Tells a Story global television broadcast and DVD. Colin's third CD, Closer to You, features Right of Life, an original song written for the Canadian Cancer Society. Colin's performed at both the opening and the closing ceremony, as well as providing entertainment for a number of the Canadian Cancer Society fundraising events. Red, White, and Feeling Blue, written in the aftermath of September 11 tragedy, which the U.S. military uses as a background music for their classified video presentation on 911. Colin Weeb's latest single, Heaven Will Be Heaven Again, is the theme for Haiti's cause.
And without further ado, here is Colin. Hello, hello, Colin. Welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. What an honor. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for that introduction.
It's well deserved. And I am so happy and honored that you have chosen the Lizzie T Radio Show to be talking about a wonderful and special cause. Now, we all are dying to know. I know that you are a philanthropist and an entrepreneur, and you have so many causes that you work with. And I really value of an artist, a celebrity like yourself, to be able to put back to the community and help and give back. And I'm very interested to find out why did you choose Haiti?
Well, it was interesting. I wrote a song after I saw the earthquake in 2010, and I had a friend of mine who was sitting in my living room, and I played him the song on guitar, and he loved the song, but more than that, he contacted me a couple of weeks later and said, Colin, you're not going to believe this. I'm actually traveling to Haiti, and I want to take your song with me. And I said, well, I haven't recorded it yet, and he said, well, listen, you have a studio. Why don't you just go in and record it just the way you played it for me in your living room and let me burn a CD copy of it and take it with me. And so he bothered me for a couple of days, and I actually did that. I went into my studio, and I recorded a vocal and guitar version of the song. Now, when I gave him the song, he took it with him to Haiti. And a few days later, I got a phone call from him. And he held the phone up and he said, listen, there's some kids and they're singing along with your song. And I thought, well, that's exciting. Why don't you get a picture on your phone, or maybe I can use it on my blog or something like that. And so an hour later, he called me back and he said, you know what? I did one better. These kids have a recording studio at their church and they want to sing on your song. Is that okay?
Wow.
And I said, sure. And of course, I didn't think much of it. I mean, it couldn't hurt. But a few weeks later, I received an envelope in the mail with the CD, and these kids had sung their voices on this song in French Creole and in a little bit of English, and it was just magical. I couldn't believe how well they did it. And so I took the song, and I went into Brian Adams' recording studio here in Vancouver, and I got some of the top musicians in the world, including Sarah McLachlan's guitar player, another guitar player from Widemouth Mason, and one of the city's top rhythm sections, and we went in and put the musical instruments onto that song. So the voices that you hear in that track are those actual kids from Haiti, and they did that completely on their own. And so I was really, really thrilled to hear the final version with the kids' voices in it.
Now, the video that I, and by the way, listeners, a lot of you know Colin. He's been, it's a celebrity, has been playing all over the world and in Canada. And I will be putting the links on my fan page, The Lizzie T Radio Show, and I will be linking to this beautiful, beautiful video that you have of you singing with the children. Now, is this something that you ended up doing later on, traveling to Haiti and then having a videographer do the beautiful job that is just breathtaking, overwhelming? Everybody who can watch that is just, if you don't have tears to your eyes, you have tears to your eyes.
Well, it may have been divine intervention, because I was invited out to dinner by an organization who wanted me to sing at a fundraiser here on the West Coast. And during the dinner, she said, I'd like you to perform at this fundraiser if you're available, but there's one catch. I said, what's that? She said, I'd like to show you one of our projects that we're working on right now, and it's in Haiti. We'd like to send you to Haiti. And I said, wow. And my wife poked me in the ribs and said, tell her about the song. She hadn't heard the song. So we went into my car, and I played it on the stereo, and she was just amazed. And I said, listen, I'll go to Haiti with you. I'll sing at your fundraiser, and all I want to do is to be able to bring a camera crew along and do the video for this song, which they agreed. And that's how that happened. The organization was called Compassion Canada.
Sorry, the organization is called Compassion Canada.
Compassion Canada, yeah. So I went
Fantastic.
With them, and I saw some of their projects. They were doing a project for the moms and babies of Haiti. So I got to visit them firsthand, and you'll see in the video some of those children that we actually got to meet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have right now linked to our fan page the video. It's a beautiful video. It couldn't be done better than the way it is right now. If it doesn't touch your heart, I don't know what else is going to touch. I wanted to make sure, Colin, that our listeners that are listening to us right now, or that they will be listening to us later on, because this interview is live, but it is recorded. How can our listeners get involved? How can they help? This is such a beautiful and awesome project. And again, I salute you and applaud you for taking this initiative and helping, because it is very important. Our children are our future, are our present. And what happened in Haiti, we don't wish that to any country in the world. And just the fact that you're taking that ownership and helping is just beautiful. But how can we help?
Well, that's a good question, and thanks for asking. One of the main things that has happened in Haiti is that, of course, there's been lots of money raised for Haiti through organizations, mm-hmm. but a lot of times it doesn't trickle down to the people that actually need it. And so when I was on the ground and visiting the different tent cities and whatnot, as a matter of fact, the tent city that you see in my video is actually mm-hmm. Sean Penn, the actor's tent city that he's helped set up for the people. But I have founded an organization called Casa Humana, and I came up with the name Casa meaning home and Humana mm-hmm. meaning for humans. And before I went to Haiti, I thought they spoke Spanish, so I came up with that name. And when I got there, I realized they spoke French, but I think it still works. Casa Humana is the name of the organization, and you can go to the website, casahumana.com, and there's a donate button there that you can use and help us out. One of the things that we're doing right now, as a matter of tomorrow night, I'm going to a fundraiser, and what we are doing is sending some pure water purification systems that we want to send down to a couple of the different projects. And so we have a group of people that are willing to match any money that comes in towards these water machines. And that's a function that I'm doing tomorrow night. And I'm sure that people that are listening right now, they probably want to do a little bit more research. So if they want to, you're welcome to send me an email personally, colin@casahumana.com, or through my website, colin@colinweeb.com. Both emails will come to me. and ask me any of the tough questions, and I can tell you exactly how you can help and how you can contribute, and we can get fresh water, and we can get food and build homes for the people that need it. And we've already built a house in Haiti.
Wow.
And we're just so thrilled that we've built relationships down there and that we have the opportunity to actually make a difference in the lives of the people that are on the ground right now. And it's just really, really simple. They just need someone to care about them today and not worry about all the red tape and the meetings that have to happen before any aid gets through, because a lot of that aid ends up in the black market. And so to be able to go down there and actually make a difference is just so thrilling. And I think, you know, anybody who wants to be part of it, we'd love to have you, and we'll keep a running tab on everything we do, and you can live vicariously through our efforts, or you can jump on a plane and come to Haiti at some point and join us.
Oh, you know what, Colin, it will be my dream to be doing something like this. And, you know, God willing, you never know, and never say never, to have a cause so beautiful that to help the kids in Haiti is just wonderful. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's CasaHumana.com. If you have any question, this, again, will be recorded. You can play it again to hear the email, to hear the website. But you can send it an email through me, and I definitely will be forwarded to Colin. My email is radio@lizt.ca. It's radio@lizt.ca. And this is such a beautiful cause. I mean, we're giving those kids and those people water, clean water. It's amazing how we take for granted simple things in life. In Canada, we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about if we have clean water or not. We assume, and you know, if we do have better than other countries. And if you care, I love what you said, that if you care, I know that you will be looking at this cause as a priority. There are kids right now that need a place to stay and clean water and clothing and who knows what. Now, this is something, Colin, this is something personal that you are looking into it. You have a fundraising group that looks after this, or you personally go down to Haiti and distribute this. How do you work in the details? And you don't have to go in depth, but just for the listeners to have an idea.
Oh, no, thanks for asking that. I have a couple of partners, one who is actually on the ground in Haiti, and I also work through an organization called Compassion Canada, which you can look at. They also sponsor children as well. And Casa Humana was created specifically to build homes for people. And as we've got to Haiti and saw what they actually needed, we realized that clean water was something that they were also in need of. So these homes that we're building are actually ecologically friendly homes. They're built in a completely different way. You can visit the website to see how they're done. The water machines are special. So everything that we're doing is really the cutting edge of technology, and we want to bring that directly to the people, bypass a lot of the red tape, and just get it to the people that need it as fast as we can. And we've been doing this on a volunteer basis now for a number of years, and so we will be trying to raise money in the next 6 months, starting, you know, we've already basically started, but the money is really going to procure the water machines and possibly some land down there as well to put these houses on. So it's going to be more of a movement than a foundation or an organization. We want people to get involved at whatever level, even if it's just to tweet for us or to send a Facebook post or to send a word of encouragement. That's good enough for us too. We're really not in the business of trying to raise a whole bunch of money for administration. We just want to get the kids some of the stuff that they need as fast as we can. And you know, we have people that are on the ground there that are more than willing to make that happen. I know a guy who just sent a suitcase full of toys and clothes and a number of things down, and you would be amazed at how much the kids appreciate things like that.
Absolutely.
when they show up at the projects, because so many of those children, they've lost parents in the earthquake. And so some of them are orphans, some of them have a parent, but the parent is too busy working, so they have to leave the children in a project or in an orphanage. And so there is so much distress down there that it's you really have to understand how these people are living and what they have to face on a day-to-day basis to realize how lucky and blessed we are in this part of the world.
Absolutely. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show here in Toronto, Canada, Colin, we are more than 150% supportive to this. I will be linking as often as I can as a reminder. We are very, very active with our social media, and so I will be tweeting and linking to this cause. This is one of the most important causes. And you know why, guys? It's because we're talking about children. And when it comes down to children, I have two little girls of my own, and when we talk about kids, our heart just has to soften. And if you can help, please, please get in touch with me. Colin has offered his email and his website, and just whatever you can do, however you can do, I know that it will be more than appreciated. And again, you're listening to Colin, and you're listening how important for kids just to receive that little toy. You know, toys are being thrown and recycled here in Canada like crazy, and probably those kids could be using something just to cheer them up after losing a parent and after losing their home and not having a place to stay. So this is, I congratulate you, Colin, and I value for being yourself and taking this and to the next step. And I mean, you're a celebrity and you could be doing other things, but no, you decided to help our neighbors here in Haiti. So thank you, and that's, you need to, it, we applaud you, so thank you so much. I got a question here, an email. Somebody is asking what is going on with your other side of your life. Is this is what Colin Weave is all about now, helping and being a philanthropist? Are you continuing your career as a singer and performer?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm working on a new album right now, and Heaven Will Be Heaven Again is going to be one of the songs on that album. Mm-hmm. I also work as the musical director for the Legends of Rock and Roll, and I tour with a large band, and we work with a number of different artists, and we actually have a tour coming up at the beginning of October, and the third week of October as well. We'll be visiting parts of Western Canada. Unfortunately, we won't be in the Toronto area. We only go as far as Saskatchewan in this tour. But that's one of the things that I still enjoy doing is touring and making records. So we're going to continue to do that. And hopefully this new record will be finished by Christmas, and we can do another interview, and you can promote that on your show, because I think this will be one of the best ones I've ever done.
And
sure to touch your heart.
You're very welcome, and you have touched our hearts too here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, just because this cause is so dear to my heart. When it comes down to helping kids, helping people, and helping our environment, I am 150% supportive. I want to thank you so much, Colin, for being part of this amazing network that we have here created at the Lizzie T Radio Show, helping our neighbors. It doesn't matter how
they
are.
Well, thanks, and God bless you for doing that. I appreciate it. I have two girls myself, so for anybody that's listening, all you need to do is get a little taste of that experience, and it can't help but move you to do something. And so watch the video, and you'll see some of the kids, and when you see those kids and their faces, you'll realize what I was feeling while I was there. So every little bit helps. So thank you so much for participating, and I look forward to connecting with all of you in some way or another.
Fantastic. Thank you again. And when I reach Haiti, or maybe we should hook up and do continue helping this cause. And we are always in the Western
Sounds
Canada,
fantastic.
So we need to hook up some more. Thank you again for participating. Thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, Colin. Have a fantastic day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And there was the fantastic and very, very amazing Colin Weeb. And I had to do a little bit of background, and I realized who it was. So I'm so happy and honored that he chose the Lizzie T Radio Show to be talking about this beautiful cause. So please, please do less help. We can do this, guys. We can definitely do it. This is a beautiful cause, and I know that you want to be part of this. You want to send me an email, and you want to tell me, I heard your show, and it touched me. I saw the video, and it definitely is something that I want to be involved. Here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we're going to do our part. And I know that you are also going to be doing your part. So if you want to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please send us an email at radio@lizt.ca. Again, the email is radio@lizt.ca. And like us in Facebook. We are very active on social media, and we're promoting you that have a book, that you're an entrepreneur, that you will have a cause like Colin Weeb, that you are helping our environment, you that is doing what you love to do, your passion, your goal. We're here to help you. Or if you're a singer, and I know it's very, very hard for you to get a little bit of extra exposure when it comes down to playing your song. Here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we love to play your song. So send us your MP3, and we will play your song here for everyone to listen to. This show is being sponsored by OMG Events. So it's OMG Events. Give a call to Alex and Mark, omgevents.com. And it's also being sponsored by Whole Fitness Canada. And if you're looking for a different workout, please give a call to Michelle. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I will be playing the song from Colin, and I know you're going to enjoy it because it is a beautiful song. So thank you again, everyone, and make it a fantastic day, everyone.
Up your hands, walk in the light, brothers and sisters, time to unite. We walk through darkness to find the light. Joy could come from pain when love is in the hearts of men. Heaven and homes,
all
cast away hatred,
shut the light,
and bury those bones. We walk through darkness to know the light. Healing comes from pain when love is in the hearts of men. Heaven will be heaven again.
hand.
Believe the darkness, become the light, a world that knows no pain. Love can save the hearts of men, and heaven will be heaven again. Heaven will be heaven again.
Sing hallelujah.
Heaven will be heaven.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.